You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time to chat politics with Māori Party co-leader Marama Fox.
This week we spoke to Marama Fox about the Māori Party's approach to tax policy and their issues with Labour's water tax. But first I asked her for her thoughts on last night's leaders' debate.
I thought Jacinda made some good points, although a little bit short on the detail, as is expected when you're making policy on the hop. But she lost me when she made her comment about reducing poverty in regards to education. That's the same old argument that Labour used right throughout the 80s and 90s. That meant our young people were not succeeding at the same rate as everybody else. And you use the cloth cap unionist excuse that until you feed them and put shoes on them, how can you teach them? Hekia Porata has come out, shaken the dust off Kahikitea and told schools through national standards, we want to see how the students inside your school are doing. And if there is a disparity, we want to help you fix that. In doing so, we've raised the NCA Level 2 pass rate in this country from 48%, which is abysmal for Māori, to 74%, just about on parity with non-Māori in this country. And we've put a real spotlight on teachers who are underserving our students rather than our students failing in the system.
Our topic for the Y today is tax. What's your opinion on the way that our tax system currently works, or what are some of the things that you would like to see changed?
Well, I get really annoyed by everybody who says the tax, moving the tax thresholds only for the rich, because those lower threshold limits when they were raised immediately put more money into the hands of everybody on the lowest tax income bracket. And those people are the ones who absolutely need to have money in their hands so they can keep up with the cost of living. Any tax that then turns that around and makes the cost of living harder by putting a new petrol tax and so on that Labour want to do without actually telling us what they want to do is not eliminating poverty. It is giving with one hand and taking with the other. We need to make sure that we put living wages in the hands of all New Zealanders and that we index it to the median wage so that it continues to keep pace with the living costs in this country. Otherwise, we're just putting plasters on hardship and we are not actually eliminating poverty.
Do the Māori Party have specific tax policy, or do you see these issues being addressed through your other policies?
We sit at the Ministerial Committee on Poverty so that we can push the government, because we could have all the tax policies in the world, but unless you can convince the major party who holds the finance purses that that's what you should do, then it comes back to negotiating points. You know, we talked about alleviating tax, but we do want to actually see tax on sugar or sugary drinks, but that also is dealing with the symptoms of poverty, as teeth are an indicator of wealth in this country. But we've also at the same time said we need to have free adult doctors, dental visits once a year, free dental, complete dental until the age of 18, and then continue that on through your life with an annual checkup so that you can keep in touch with your teeth. I mean, people will see that as an extra tax burden, but we also at the same time want to eliminate GST off healthy produce food. I'd go so far as to say to eliminate it off any services to do with education and with health, as they do in England. Now, there are innovative taxation methods that you can use that help put more money in the hands of people and reduce the cost of living, and we get to see those types of measures being articulated well. I do think last night that Bill made very good points, was very comprehensive around the policies that they do have, but they've had that opportunity in government to put it together. I think that Jacinda's vision for the future is captivating, but it is also a little bit thin on the ground. What I do know coming out of that debate last night, that it is actually not the tussle between red and blue, it will be the tussle between the support parties and who they go with to form government. And so the power is actually in the hands of the support parties. And as was mentioned on AM this morning, I'd be encouraging everybody to put their party vote with the Māori Party to ensure that, and their electorate votes with our Māori seats, to ensure that no matter who's in government, there is an independent voice for Māori that will speak out on those issues and hold them to account.
Could you explain some of the issues that the Māori Party has with Labour's water tax?
We're not saying we're not happy with the tax. We absolutely have said for a long time that